I'm Dan Tridle in Woods Hole. Cape Cod, Nantucket, and Martha's Vineyard are getting the worst of a spring nor'easter with near whiteout conditions because of heavy wind-whipped snow. Some parts of the Cape could see 10 inches of snow. The islands, a lot of snow as well, 7.5 inches already on Nantucket. The storm has forced schools to close and ferry and flight services to cancel for the day. We've had reports of more than 80-mile-an-hour wind gusts on Nantucket near 50 on Chatham. WCAI's Elsa Partan has been following things. Elsa, what's the latest?
The National Weather Service is continuing its blizzard warning through 4 o'clock today. The snow is tapering off in a lot of places at this hour, but blowing and drifting snow and low visibility will continue into the late afternoon. Nantucket continues to be getting the worst of the storm. As you said, gusts of 60 to 80 miles an hour are causing whiteout conditions there. And a high wind warning remains in effect through 8 o'clock for eastern and southeastern Plymouth County, Cape Cod, and the islands. Northwest winds 35 to 45 miles an hour with gusts up to 75 miles an hour are expected to continue. We have an update on some power outages as well. In many places, power is being restored by NSTAR and National Grid on Cape Cod and Martha's Vineyard. The power is handled by NSTAR. Barnstable, the number of homes and businesses without power dropped from 1,600 to 900 in the last hour. In Chatham, the number dropped down to 220 from about 340. Power is back on for most customers in East Ham. Edgartown had 1,000 people without power an hour ago. Now it's just down to 9. In Orleans, the number of outages dropped from 1,200 to 340 in the last hour. But some folks have still got a lot of problems. Hyannis, Mashpee, Brewster, Dennis, the power is still out for most of the customers.
I'm Alicia Orsini, tweeting at WCAI NPR, checking in with some of our tweets. The Chatham Harbor Master, Stu Smith, said that he clocked a 66-mile-per-hour gust in Chatham. And there are still areas that are flooding, Town Beach and Sandwich and other areas. Nantucket and Barnstable are asking people to stay off the road. That's probably a good idea, Cape-wide, to just stay off the road and let crews do their work. But the West Barnstable Fire Department, Dan, they want to remind us that there's only 61 days until Memorial Day.